Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. You know, we like to talk a little racing. Speaking of, the race, NASCAR Cup Series race for Michigan got rained out yesterday. You can hear the conclusion of that on 94.9 The Fan starting at 10 o'clock. You know, so you can bounce back and forth. Listen to us, listen to a little racing. Let's bring in my buddy Joe Williams. Of course, he is my partner in the booth at the Nashville Super Speedway for the Ally 400 weekend. Hello, Joe. What's up?
Man, what is going on, fellas?
It's good to talk a little racing with you and everything. We obviously had some fun in June, but I know there's a lot more racing that's been happening in our city over at the famed Nashville Fairground Speedway.
There has been. There will be. You've got three events, including the All-American 400 coming up in October. Plus, you've got the Music City Grand Prix at the Super Speedway coming up in September. And we cap it off in November. I'm here to, as a representative of the board of directors of the Nashville Fairground Speedway Hall of Fame and Chase, we are ready to announce the newest inductees into the Nashville Fairgrounds Hall of Fame.
So you're going to do this live on our show. This is pretty awesome.
This is the announcement, yes.
All right, we'll go for it.
All right. There are two groups, Chase. The board has a group of early drivers, early era, we call it, kind of the pioneers, if you will. And this year, out of a group of six, the inductees will be going in together, Kenneth and Dennis Weiser. They were a father-son team whose success as drivers and car owners spanned a couple of decades. Dennis was also one of the original members of what was known as the Kitty Corps. Four drivers who grew up together racing, Mike Alexander, Sterling Marlin, Dennis Weiser, and Chubby Crow. So they are going in together as a father-son team.
Very cool.
The next inductee, we are adding another female to this group. Gloria Taylor was one of the first women to venture into the sport. She came from a racing family. She had great success across the board. And Gloria Taylor is one of our inductees for 2024. And the final inductee from the early era, if you will, and I'm just so proud of this one. The board did such a great job here. Probably has been overlooked for several years, but Joe Caldwell, who was a longtime racing writer for the Nashville Banner, just a great guy, and we lost Joe a few years ago. But he and Larry Woody, for years, Larry was with the Tennessean, and Joe was with the Banner. They were great friends. They traveled together, but they competed against each other for stories. And Caldwell was just a great rider, and he was so supportive of the racetrack, and he wasn't afraid to call the track out if they had a problem. And that's, man, I'm telling you, that's the one. That one got me excited when I read the announcement.
That's very, very cool. So before we get to the modern era, I guess is how you would put it. What is the process of, you know, going through and, you know, guys like you just said that may have been overlooked or for whatever reason hadn't been put in yet? What kind of was that process?
Well, each year, the board of directors sits down and they come up with a list. And that list currently probably has 40 to 45 names or more on it. And they go through a process and narrow that down to six in each category. And then they have their discussions. And that's how they come up with the final three that go in. It is a very deliberative process. I am not a voting member. I serve as an advisor to the board. But I get to see how they work, and I mean, it's so many of these folks probably need to go in now, but it's just getting everybody in. It's a very deliberative process, and I'm really proud of the work they do. There will be folks who are disappointed, I know, But if they just understood the work that goes into it, man, it's a nonprofit organization. These folks are just, they're really extremely careful, cautious. Their hearts are there. But that's the process. There's a long list that gets narrowed to a list and then gets narrowed down to the inductees.
All right, Joe, once again, give the names again of those that are going to be inducted.
All right, out of the early era, it's Joe Caldwell from the Nashville Banner, Gloria Kaler, and Kenneth and Dennis Weiser.
Very, very cool.
Going in as one.
All right, let's get to the modern era.
In the modern era, Mike Reynolds. Mike is a driver whose career covered championships on the quarter mile in the limited division. He won in the trucks and won a championship in the truck division. He won a championship in the late model division. He won almost 35 races. He captured a NASCAR regional championship back in the 90s. Mike Reynolds is going in. Well-deserved. The next inductee from the, quote, modern era, Johnny Toney Jr. Now, Johnny's another one from a long line of the racing family. His mother and father both raced. His brother Jeff raced. His brother Joe raced. Johnny was king of what we call the mini modifieds, both on the quarter mile and on the big track. Johnny won three titles on the quarter mile alone in the four-cylinder cars. And he had to tell me what it was. He had a particularly bright yellow machine, and it was a John. I didn't know what it was until he finally told me. It's a John Deere yellow with John Deere, you know, and just neat. You couldn't figure it out. But that John Deere yellow number 53 was always a threat to win. And like I said, a three-time champion. And they did a really good job. It was a tough job this year to get it down to three. And the final inductee in the modern era is Bob McCracken.
Okay.
You may not know Bob's name, but you know Bob. Bob is a longtime sponsor through his Town and Country Ford dealership up in Madison. Bob has sponsored more drivers to more titles on both the quarter mile and the big track than any other in Nashville history. And I'm not convinced he may not hold the record for all-time victories at that racetrack as a sponsor. It's a 40-year commitment to the track. He's won regional and national titles with his drivers. And currently, Town and Country Ford is sponsoring pro late model driver Benny Hamlet, limited late model driver Peyton Hamlet, and legend driver Gavin Veach at Nashville. Bob has sponsored events and cars at the Super Speedway. He's just committed to racing, and he is well deserving. I'm excited for Bob.
Yeah, well, and you know, we have a lot of time to sit in the booth and, you know, wait for stuff to happen at Nashville Super Speedway. So we tell a lot of stories. So Bob has come up a time or two.
More times than once, yes.
Yes, for sure. That's awesome, Joe. One more time, the modern names.
In the modern era, it is Johnny Toney Jr., Mike Reynolds, and Bob McCracken. Now, the induction dinner will be on Wednesday, November 6th, and it is open to the public.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Tickets are available. Yes. So anybody who wants to come and see this bunch can come join us. I think last year we had about almost 500 folks show up. It is a tremendous night. I'm honored to be the MC for that night, and it just keeps getting better every year.
Well, that's going to be really cool. And obviously, as we said to start this, a lot of racing in our city, whether it's the fairgrounds, the Nashville Super Speedway, NASCAR, IndyCar, you know, really excited for the IndyCars to crown a champion at Nashville Super Speedway coming up next month. That's going to be really cool. And then everything happening, you know, at the fairgrounds. And you're right there in the middle of it, my friend.
Tell you what, I'm excited about this Music City Grand Prix. If folks have never, if they've never seen the Indy cars, I, you know, they went to the first two Grand Prix. That's a great road course downtown. But I remember the years when they ran at the Super Speedway and 210, 212, not uncommon speeds, and down the back stretch and through the tri-oval. You know, they were averaging 2.5, 2.2 to 2.05.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say they're literally flying, were it not for the ground effects holding them down, they would be.
Joe, on that same thing, I've got some friends who are like, I love it when it's downtown. I'm not going to go all the way out to the Speedway. And I'm telling them, like, you got to see it at the Speedway. And you just kind of accented that point where this is fun. Downtown was a blast. But see that speed at the Speedway is something else. If you love racing, you need to go to this.
Oh, absolutely. And if you know, if you enjoyed downtown, I promise you, you will enjoy the Super Speedway. And I would love eventually to maybe see, you know, one of each.
Yeah.
Or maybe a rotating basis. Because and the drivers like it because it changes it changes what they have to adapt to. I'm anxious to talk to Joseph Newgarden, who, of course, won his second Indianapolis 500, because that's the one thing that the Indy guys do really well is that combination of street course, road course, and oval that, you know, NASCAR's kind of following that formula, too. But these guys, I'm telling you, they will. It will kind of be like going. If you can't go to Indianapolis, you need to go to Nashville.
Yeah, 100%, and it's going to be fantastic. And I need to check this. You can probably check this for me. Is Scott Dixon the only one left that I know? Joseph raced out there in Indy Lights, I think. But so maybe there's right. A few others. But is Scott Dixon the only one that raced there?
I think so, and one thing, he's the only one who won there who still raced unless Helio jumps in.
Yeah, but, well, true.
Yeah, depending on what he wants to do. But Scott won the last two or three. I mean, he learned how to dominate that place, and I know he has got to be just chomping at the bit to get back.
Yeah, and he also won on the street course as well. But, Joe, thanks so much for joining us today. This is a really cool thing, and I'm glad that you're getting to be a part of it, and looking forward to November 6th when all these guys and gals go into the Fairgrounds Speedway Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Hope you'll come out and join us.
Absolutely, okay. I will. Thanks, Joe. Talk soon.
All right, buddies. Y'all have a great day.
You
see
too.
You, Joe.
Bye. Joe Williams joining us from the Nashville Fairgrounds, and again, a place near and dear to our hearts because of the history that it has in this city and a place that needs to be here for a very, very long time.
Agreed, my man.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.